Did you guys get Starbucks after the gym?
I did. And it took me 15 minutes to get it.
Did you guys drive together?
No.
No. So you didn't get him Starbucks?
I asked him, and he was going to come with me, but he didn't want to.
You didn't want a strawberry cake pop or anything like that?
A cake pop. You sweet.
It's too sweet for me.
Too sweet.
Dumb. Yeah, strawberry really? Cake pop is not really my
but
jam.
But your mom tells you you're sweet because when you were born, she rolled you in a vat of sugar, right?
My mom's a sweet woman, and I get that from her.
You just a little gumdrop
what
button,
are you,
aren't
what
you?
What are you, sour? Was your mom nice and sour, dude?
Sure. Sour patch kid, sour then sweet. I got, and then they're gone.
I got that umami. Jesus. I got that umami. I got that mysterious flavor nobody really knows about.
No, you're just straight up wasabi.
I'll call your mom mommy.
You mommy.
I'll call your mom mommy.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
Is that cool with you?
You have.
Is that cool with her?
Yeah, it's fine.
Dope.
She's good with it.
A sense of riff in the pod right here.
What? She's good. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just trying to tell him that I'll call
everybody's
mom.
Everybody's mom was brought up in 10 seconds.
Yeah, well, that was quick.
I'm going to call your mama Reenie.
Huh?
I'm
going
to say Reenie. Come get this weenie.
Oh, we're doing first name moms on the Power Podcast right
I wasn't
now?
Gonna say it.
No, that's not technically her full name.
Right, okay. You're right. Still the same
thing,
right?
I'm missing a vowel.
I've never called my Aunt Reenie Aunt Reenie.
We're doing first name moms on the podcast, huh? I'm not gonna play into this, okay? Because I'm not a dastardly fool.
Right.
But you are a nefarious evildoer.
No, that's him, dude.
You look like a pompous
He's a nefarious evildoer. I look like a what?
A pompous puffball.
What, were you reading the dictionary this morning?
No, I'm just, using alliteration.
Dog, he was definitely on the treadmill at the gym with a fucking abacus and a dictionary in one hand.
An abacus? What the fuck am I doing with an
abacus?
Hey, you got to do math, and you got to do math.
Yeah, he's calculating the trajectory of how long it's going
to take
him to gain
an inch.
He had
to figure out how much an incline he had to be on to lose 40 pounds. Because you're fat.
It all went to my cock, dude.
He doesn't have a fat cock.
So, what's in a Starglux? Vanilla sweet foam?
Iced
light ice
iced latte.
Is that a venti?
That's it. That's a venti, baby. That's 20
ounces.
Surprised your belly can hold that much liquid.
It's cold. I can't hold that much hot liquid. Okay.
I wonder if I held the cup.
It's gonna
if
be chill.
It would look like a shot glass to me,
like a regular cup.
Right.
Let's test it.
No. But hey, no. This is a large cup. Then you were right. This is large. You are a big dude.
It takes some editing to make that look like a small cup.
Hey, he's our big boy.
He's my strength trainer.
You are my strong boy.
Did I tell you he's my strength trainer?
You did.
Trainer
he said now? He was getting you right at the gym.
I got them
thighs hurting.
Yeah, he had me doing a
goofy
squats this morning.
Let me guess.
No, we didn't do squats. We did leg press.
Goofy eye leg press. He had me doing some ballerina leg press.
You guys did legs today?
Yeah.
Leg press? Let me guess the workout.
Okay.
Leg press?
Yeah.
Hamstring curls?
Okay.
Yeah.
The hip adductors.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. And then to finish it off, you guys did RDLs with dumbbells.
No.
Mm-hmm.
We started with the adductors and the abductors, right? We switched off.
Okay.
Giving each other hojos.
Okay.
Then we went to the leg press, right? Mm-hmm. And then we did compound set, right? We did the regular, we did the wide, and then we did the V, right?
That's the goofy leg press.
We did four sets.
And I had to push him. Every time I work out with
this guy.
Four sets
to each style of leg movement?
Yeah.
So you did four of the wide, four of the close, four of the
nine? No, we did three. Like we would do 10, 10, and 10 as one set.
Gotcha.
And that every time I work out with him, I have to push him so hard. Well, I don't have to, but I do push him.
Yeah.
If we finish a set and I'm not exhausted, I'm like, I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
Then we moved over to the hamstring curls. Mm-hmm. And
that's
then,
his favorite workout because he likes the way that it mashes on his butt.
Yeah, I like
it
that.
It does feel
good. I like it when it bumps off my butt because it makes my butt feel bigger.
No, you like just something, the just feeling boom. Of something pushing up
boom.
Against you.
Boom. Well, you were standing in front of me, right? Looking real suspect.
I was hanging dong in front of Ryan, too. Yeah. I was standing there, like, wide stance,
so
hands
like
on my
hips. Like, one more set. You're tapping him on his shoulder with your dong.
And you know how the hamstring curls? You're laying prone.
Fuck
like
yeah.
You're in a fucking fighter jet.
Oh, yeah.
I like to lay flat.
Like that Superman ride at the fucking St. John's Carnival.
I mean, the gym is, let's admit, very gay. Like, there's so many opportunities
in the
gym.
Oh, it's so gay to go to the gym.
We did Superman crunches at the end of the day where you lay on your tummy and you kick your heels
no,
up.
No, that wasn't the gayest. That was not the gayest. You had the gayest workout.
But it feels super
we
gay.
We did calf, what was it?
Calf launchers.
We put our legs underneath a solid base and then we're on our knees. And then you're like tilting your body back, mm-hmm. right? And then you're pushing yourself back up with your
Yeah, he tried to get me to do this one time. I said no.
He didn't want to.
And it looks like you're just like bouncing on a cock. And we both did it. Just
what?
Saying.
No shame.
No, it doesn't.
I did it. Dude, yes, it does.
It doesn't look like you're balancing on a cock.
Okay.
It looks like you're hanging from the edge of a cliff, dude.
Okay.
You know what's pretty gay at the gym? Hammer curls to the side, just like...
Anything can be gay at the gym if
Well, there's so much that's gay about it, and you just really have to embrace it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much about it. Like, even just the way you just walk around, just like, with you know, you're just sweating, and there's like just guys everywhere, and you just don't want to bump into them, because like, if you do, you might kiss them.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, if I saw a stranger struggling, I might be inclined to help him out.
He didn't.
You saw someone struggling?
I saw someone drop weight.
Uh-oh.
Not today, but the other day on one of the squat racks, somebody was squatting and they didn't have the clips on. Dude. You don't put the clips
on. First mistake.
This is your mess. You're lying it.
Right.
He was squatting. I don't know. I wasn't watching out of the corner of my eye. All the weight fell off one side. And then the bar just went like this to the other side.
Here's my thing. Was he already down or was he just standing there?
He was up.
Okay.
So he was up. And all the weight falls off the barbell on one side. And then he holds it on the other side, like real strong. He was like, ugh! Starts screaming, drop the rest of the weight. All the plates fall. And, you know, it's like bouncy. So the plates are bouncing all over the place. It was kind of crazy.
And then Jake was like, dude, can you not do that while I'm trying to do my set?
Well, no, I didn't say anything, right? Because I...
Because you're respectful.
I don't have that in me.
Right.
I don't
you shouldn't.
I don't have it in me the way that you took that umbrella to the chest on the beach to save that woman.
Yeah.
That child.
That child. Yeah.
I don't have that in me. Like, I'm definitely more if I see something bad happen.
Were
I mean,
you there
if
for
I can
that?
Get to
Were
it.
Were you I'll, there for that?
You just told us a story. No. You tell stories.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we said that it was an umbrella coming out of a fruity drink that was actually happening. You stood right up it. Go ahead.
If I see something bad like that happening, it's hard for me to like jump right on top. I want to be that guy that's like, oh, hang on, let me help you, and just grab the weight and like, you all
right
there, bro?
He's standing right behind
him. Thrust him back.
I want to be that guy so bad, you know? And like even today, there was a guy in a wheelchair trying to get on the bench press.
Yeah, oh, God. Fuck myself. I saw
He was wheeling. What?
No, I was kidding. Go ahead.
He was wheeling. Imagine if he did that.
That would be hilarious.
You just looked at him for a second and you were like, what's up, man? He's like, go fuck yourself, dude.
So I don't need your help.
Up rage.
I don't need your help.
But
like,
that's what
I
was afraid of, because he was like, he had to wheel around the bench press to put the weight on each side individually. And as he was doing that, I was thinking like, should I ask him if he wants me to help him? But then I put myself in the mind of a damaged
You're
Shaw
the
boy.
Worst person in the world.
And he was like, if I was him, I would have been like, I don't need your help.
Yeah,
I'm
I would
perfectly
have
capable.
It's like a scary movie when he's like trying to go up the stairs.
I could do it myself.
Here's what Jake would have done. 100%. Here's what Jake would have done. He was like, in his head, like, I'm going to go help this guy. Puts his video camera on, records this. Excuse me, sir. Do you need help putting this weight on your belt? I was like, what? Fuck you. He goes, oh, okay. Starts helping the guy out, and the guy just... wheels himself away. He's like, I don't want anything
this,
to do
this
with
is, this
now,
he's one of
edge,
he's one of those guys.
He's a wing
the
wheeler.
Freeway area is a jungle.
Oh my God.
There's that is a
gorillas.
Hard spot for a guy in a wheelchair to maneuver around, because it's already hard when you're walking. It's like there's 19 benches all bolted into the fucking ground.
Dude, you'll take someone's butt to
400
the
fucking dumbbells and plates, and everybody's just there, and you're like,
People stand just wherever there's space.
I've done it.
Yeah.
So me too, because you have to
when
if
we
you want to do
shoulders
something else.
Two Saturdays ago, and we were in front of the Smith machine, we just decided to take the Smith machine as well. But we were using the bench, and then we would go into the Smith machine, and then there was a guy behind us doing triceps.
Right behind you.
Two girls in front of us doing their thing, and a guy on the side doing shoulder press. There was
it
14
is a jungle.
People.
I mean, the fact that
a,
it looked like how it did this
it
morning, Saturday at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, I was on the Stairmaster. And I was just looking over into the sea of people. Like, there's so many fucking people here.
Mm-hmm.
Too many people.
I did want to. Like I did want to ask that handicap guy if he did want to hit the leg press, though. And that's why I started laughing.
And that's
right?
why you're savage.
As soon as Ryan looks,
definitely
at
our
anyone,
coolest friend.
When
sure.
he sits down and starts like, when he looks a direction, I go chill immediately because I know
I
he's gonna
at,
fucking.
I
say
look
something.
In a direction. I seen the guy in the wheelchair and instantly look back in the mirror and I start laughing.
Well, here's what Ryan. Ryan automatically dominates any area. Am I a bad person? Area. You dominate any area you're in.
Am I a bad person? No. Because I wanted to ask him.
You have an area of effect.
I wanted this time to be like, listen, I'm on my last set. You can have this one. I start cracking up. And Jake's like, chill.
Dude, you're on.
Just tap on the shoulder like, you using this next?
You are borderline letting your intrusive thoughts win every day.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw someone having a speakerphone conversation, you would instantly be like, what if I just pressed end? Like, you're over his shoulder, and he's still talking. Mm-hmm. You are so close to letting your intrusive thoughts win on a day-to-day
he's
basis.
He's the most beta alpha.
No, the other way around.
The most alpha beta?
Yeah.
So you're a beta, but the top of the
alpha. I'm like the top. Like
A beta almost breaking through that glass.
You are in the gray
I'm
zone.
I'm at the fucking peak where, like, you really can't tell the difference.
But here's the thing is, alphanist will turn him into the worst person in
exactly.
the world.
I can't let
like,
that happen.
Like, we're alpha, but we're cool, right?
I'm, like, mid to low level alpha. No, I'm middle class alpha.
Bro, look the way you're sitting. That is pure domination over there.
What's wrong with the way I'm sitting?
You have a presence right now.
You don't know how you sit?
I'm saying like grew from the minions.
No, you are like top of the food chain right now. Like, look at your subjects behind you, right? You got third guy.
No, dude, you are
second co-host.
You're significantly larger than the other two of us.
Not on this angle. Not from this angle.
You do look bigger.
Look at my knee, though.
But you could destroy all. You could destroy both of us if you wanted.
We had to blur his nuts out on multiple episodes.
Multiple summers.
Now that's alpha.
Multiple episodes in the summer.
That is alpha.
Yeah.
It would have been alpha of us just to keep it that way.
It is sick if we had just put your balls in the podcast.
Yeah. All right. Now, here's what we should do next time we go to the gym. We all show up in wheelchairs.
We got into a terrible accident all together.
And all three of us just at the squat rack just trying
and
to figure it out.
When we get up,
just trying to figure it out.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Just when
we're doing the Romania deadlift and I fall out of my chair. And I'm like,
can you imagine we just like one day, even though we can walk, this is really wrong, but we just go to the gym in wheelchairs and we start looking at shit like, how does this work? I've never seen, we're just like,
I'm gonna go to the gym in the wheelchair with the claw thing and I'm gonna try and like grab.
What's the claw thing?
I'm gonna try I'm gonna try and grab
with
weights off
the bench head?
and the machine's just, the thing's just gonna break and I'm like, oh, fuck.
Can you imagine he has a shark one?
You're trying to
aquarium?
Use the shark grabber to grab weights and just try to drag it?
If I was paid, I would do it.
Oh, man.
If you were paid. If you I was don't paid, get paid unless it. You do it. You got to do it first.
Can I get half now and like half later?
Here's what we'll do.
Because you got to do it with the promise
we'll
of someone
we'll drop
will
a few coins in your Venmo, and then you'll get the other amount when you're done. All so right. It's a collateral.
Yeah, the rest is coming when you complete the objective.
That's fucked up.
Should we start with introductions?
Well, it's been a while, so
we
missed a week. We missed one podcast, essentially.
Yeah. So
the last
like
one was 169.
Yeah.
And this is episode 170.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be posted on the 2nd of January.
December.
No, it'll be on January.
Oh.
It'll be this coming Monday.
Oh, okay.
And it's the end of the year. New Year's is coming up.
New Year's.
It's
tonight.
Been crazy. We got crazy with the holidays. A lot of people got sick.
A lot of people got sick.
Not me, though.
Got sick.
Not me.
Neither did I.
Have not got, I mean,
a lot of family members got sick.
I've been back to back around sick people.
But you're
you
sick.
Got, you and Alyssa were sick like
we were sick
weeks ago.
Well, you're sick with it, though.
I'm sick with it,
right.
Which keeps me from being sick.
Yeah. You have sickle cell anemia.
Yeah.
Dog, if you were in Dragon Ball Z, you'd be sickle-o. Right?
That's a good one.
Yeah,
I like that.
So,
I like
just sickle-o. Saying, there was a lot of people sick. I mean, most of our family... Probably the majority of your family. I know Alyssa's family was sick.
Yeah, my dad has bronchitis.
All happened on the fucking holiday. So we're like, we're going to take a hiatus.
I don't know a single parent who didn't get sick this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, somehow grandparents scooting by.
I don't get it
either.
Yeah, my nana, she's just got
my
the sniffles.
My mom doesn't have it.
She's just got the sniffles.
Man and grandpa don't have it. So,
but every parent had the vid.
Yeah. Not mine, though. Must run in the family.
I was just so worried to get the vid again because I had COVID at this time last year.
Yeah.
And it fucked with my work. It fucked with my New Year's. I had to watch. I didn't have to, but we watched the Harry Potter marathon.
Yeah.
We watched like 8 movies in 2 days.
It was so whack.
I mean, that's kind of dope. It was very fun.
I bet you felt like a big pile of pudding, dude.
I felt horrible.
Yeah.
Big pile of pudding with hair.
Rice pudding.
Rice pudding with hair.
No, bread pudding, dude.
Oh.
Super thick,
chunky.
But soupy at the same time.
Oh. No, spotted dick. I felt like spotted dick.
Yeah.
You had that too?
That British pudding.
God damn.
I felt like that, British bean pudding.
You felt like that Bourville on wheat, dude.
I felt like Bourville on wheat. Hold on, though. My favorite.
Cream of wheat, though?
Nah, I don't think I've had cream of wheat and fuck grits.
Is it? Wait, hold on. You talking about the Bariva, the little child on the front? Like,
I don't know.
Bovril. Bovril is a...
It's like an English...
It's a blonde-haired kid with the white teeth. It's like an old fucking 1940s picture. And it's like cream of wheat, essentially, but it's like white and gritty.
No, Bovril is beef paste.
Oh, I'm out.
It's like an English dish.
I gotta look this up. They put it on a slice of bread, and they're like...
They don't even toast the bread.
Delicious.
That's why they lost in the war, right? And we reclaimed our country.
They're still eating war rations.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
Dog, I saw
still
a
eating
thing.
War rations from World War II.
I saw a TikTok and it was like a British snack. It was two slices of bread and a ration of lard spread on the bread. Yeah. And one guy was like, "I'd eat that." And I was like, "Bro, you're living like you're in war."
It consists of sausage, okay, which is semi normal, okay. Then you got tomato slices, okay,
healthy.
You got beans, right, okay, very healthy for you. But why in the morning?
Not every morning.
And then they have bread. They don't toast the bread. They don't have toasters over there, right?
They can't toast it physically. It's impossible for
UK
people to toast.
The egg is still in the shell, uncooked.
Yeah, they have to cook it with breakfast. Somehow.
And no, they just open it up and just pour the yolk on.
Oh my God.
And
tell me it's not trench food, dude.
I mean, I don't even know what they drink, dude. They just drink a pint.
I think it's mud water.
Yeah.
I think they're just muddy water.
It's the water.
A pint of beer?
It's the water that accumulates in the corner of the street.
I mean,
and then
think about
just
how
get a glass.
Think about how liquidy every other one of those foods is.
Yeah.
They don't need to drink anything.
Yeah, and well, the bread soaks it up.
They do drink a shit ton of tea, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll fucking have some tea with my breakfast.
I don't even want to know what the sewers look like in England.
Oh, dude,
I mean, wet shit.
There's not a solid shit that's been
I think
had.
A Bloodborne.
Yeah,
I think it's just at like just giant like
rats.
Farina,
giant rats and
Farina
pigs.
Is the shit I'm talking about.
Oh,
what is Farina?
It's like cream of wheat. Oh, I just had it. Where'd it go? Hold on.
But it's British?
No, it's like. Hold on.
Where did it come from?
We were talking about Bourville on wheat, and he said, "Is that
Bourville?" They have the worst
Bourville
names
on wheat.
For shit too, man. The British really
that shit.
I mean, I've seen that. Yeah,
let me see.
I've seen that
oh,
for sure.
Oh, okay.
It's like
for
the,
sure. Our
never had it though.
Chowed down on that
hot, creamy hot wheat cereal, dude. Sounds
okay.
Awful.
Okay,
but it hits.
Tastes there. Good. Good for you.
That's what you felt like
okay.
Last year.
Yeah, felt like Farina.
That's
dog
what I think
chow.
About it. Okay,
Farina dog chow.
Not gonna eat it.
So anyway, yeah, here we are. We're back on the podcast, episode 170.
170.
And this podcast is about hip hop, believe it
yes,
or not. So we
not
will
Farina.
Talk.
It's not about Farina.
We will talk about hip hop
or being handicapped.
Or
we'll talk about it. There's been a ton to talk about, but I think that I just want to talk about albums
of the year.
Maybe what's the best? What are the worst albums of the year? Mm-hmm. Who's next up? Who's dead in the water?
What mm-hmm. you want to win? What you think is going to win?
And at the end of the episode, we're going to give away our Denzel Curry's "Mel My Eyes See Your Future" album
right.
to one of our fans.
Yeah, we're gonna,
but not Dylan.
True.
Yeah, he got enough.
He has had enough.
Yeah, he's been on the show.
He had a good Hanukkah.
That's more
he's
than
had
enough.
That man got Christmas,
and he
Hanukkah.
Drank all our coffee.
Yeah, that's we bought that for them.
For him, know? For him though.
For us,
I mean, for Kai,
he was sitting next to it for the whole episode, which is I would drink it too.
That's poor management.
But you are right; he's not gonna win.
Yeah.
He just can't win.
We've rigged it.
He's punching the air right now.
Let's be honest.
He's punching the air right now. It's been a month since we've had an episode. And the last episode we did Kai 45. So, like, what the fuck has been happening in hip-hop?
Metro Boomin happened.
So, the big drops. Let's mm-hmm. do the big drops. Big drops, Metro Boomin, Heroes and Villains. I think that's probably the biggest drop
I'd say.
Yeah.
Since just the beginning of December.
Mm-hmm.
That album was crazy.
Yeah,
Gym Playlist leveled up.
Lived up to the hype, too.
In the beginning.
Yes, it did.
It was not overhyped. It was, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you listened to it when it came out?
Yeah, I listened to Superhero. I was like, if it's going to sound like this, I'm going to listen to the whole fucking thing.
I think I did go to the gym in the morning, like, right when I got up. And as soon as I got up, I started listening to it. So I heard Superheroes in the car. And I was like,
tell me you walk into that song. You just open the doors on the beat. Da-na,
da-na, you people aren't heroes. I'm the real hero.
Yeah, yeah.
God, so good.
That so Future super slid.
Yeah.
I mean, Future is still Future.
Could have left Chris Brown off the song.
Could have definitely. Chris Brown, I don't know how he keeps getting in. How does he keep getting in?
Illuminati.
They keep letting him in the door, bro. He keeps sticking his... He's closing the door to the studio. He's
sacrificing a lot of Nick Cannon's babies.
Sticking his foot in.
He's got a lot to sacrifice.
Do you think other dudes are scared of Chris Brown? Is he scary?
Dude. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Dude, Breezy? If Breezy came in your jaw...
Say, okay, baby. First off...
If Breezy... I don't want to say it and say sucks. I said came in your jaw, right?
He pause, right? Like
Chris Brown...
No.
Stepped up to you.
Chris Brown busted on your face.
Yeah. If he stepped up to you and said... Like that, and then rocked you, you'd be like, I will do your bidding.
Rocked me?
I'd do your bidding.
If he popped, locked, and rocked me?
Here's the thing about him that's scary, right? Good-looking light skin. Check.
Like, fuck, dude.
He can dance. Check. He's got a lot of tats. And he's built. Okay? And he can sing.
He's built like a string bean.
The dude's got such a repertoire of sing songs within the last decade. Oh, I mean, straight up.
He's transformed a lot of times, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's definitely got clout.
Motherfucker's been running it for a while.
He also beat the fuck out of Rihanna.
He did.
Who is beloved by all.
Apparently not.
I mean, if he beat the fuck out of if he beat the fuck out of anybody but Rihanna, he'd be dead. Right?
What I mean, I don't know though. Like, imagine if he beat the fuck out of Beyonce.
And how does fucking ASAP Rocky get on Heroes and Villains knowing that Sea Breeze is on the other end of the album?
Beating his girl.
Who beat his girl?
I don't know.
And he's going to be.
That's a good question.
What kind of standards do you have to have? But come on, bro.
Dollar bills.
Imagine.
They obviously weren't standing in the studio next to each other. I can't imagine that.
That's how I used to think.
Waiting for them to be like, all right, we're gonna record this song now.
That's how I used to think.
ASAP Rocky, please come into the studio.
They're in line.
Walks over. And that's how ASAP Rocky walks. Right?
Roblox style. Just
all right, everyone, it's nap time.
Opens the door like this. Like fucking Minecraft, the fucking hand comes up. I don't know.
They have to pickaxe the wall down to get into the studio.
Yeah, let's get back.
Oh, okay.
Heroes and Villains.
Hot album.
Fire.
Some not so hot albums we like, but probably not well known was Little Sims.
Well, I thought it was really fire. I mean, it's obviously not well known, but I think it was super fire. Mm-hmm. I think it's so good.
Suicide Boys dropped. It's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right.
The Suicide Boys, I did not realize dropped, and you sent it in the chat, and I forgot to listen to it, and then I found it when Rob had mentioned it to me like a week or two ago.
Right. We got KD3.
Listened to it, and I was like, eh.
Was that since?
King's Disease 3?
KD3 was like November, I thought.
But that's 2022.
I mean, huge album.
I thought we were just talking about the year.
We're currently talking about stuff that dropped in December, gotcha. Because we missed about a month of podcasting.
Yes, we did.
I mean, what
a couple songs? I don't know many. Too many outstanding albums have.
There
dropped.
Was no big albums dropped this past Friday or the previous Friday, and I think that's because the holidays. I don't know if someone typically drops around this time. A few songs here and there. Ray Sremmer just dropped a song today called "Torpedo." Mm. It actually goes kind of hard. They're kind of bad.
I
was going back and listening to old Ray Sremmer, like their first albums.
You're saying it better than I would say.
Ray Sremmer.
Slim Jimmy.
Sway Lee. Are you Sway Lee?
Swale.
That's
what I was saying.
They actually.
Swale's brother.
They were blowing the club up. They were actually lighting the club up.
Dude, remember Black Beetle.
For a long time.
That song literally stopped.
Literally stopped them in their tracks.
No Type, Somebody Come Get Her, and Black Beetle was just like
insane
storming
trilogy.
Trolley
no flex,
bars.
Zone.
Yeah.
Don't no flex, my zone. Phone.
Dude, so they had an entire album before all that with like features from Travis, Future. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were and Gunna, they were going bonkers back then. And I didn't even know this music existed.
Yeah.
So I started pulling that shit up and listening back, and I was like, oh my
God. Dude, when Nightcrawlers came out with Sway Lee, right? You had Travis on there, and I think a third guy, I forget.
Remember when Sway Lee posted just his naked body and bare cock on Instagram Live?
I don't remember that.
Do you see this? That. He posted a video of himself in the shower, like DJ Khaled style, just like, yeah. And then he just like, peaked it down.
Yeah.
Hog on him, dude.
He was off the fucking shit for sure.
Hog on him, dude. It was wide at the base.
He had a brat?
He had a horse cock.
He was definitely off of something. If you're like, hey, this would be a good idea.
He showed his cock on IG Live. I'm a top level
celebrity, and I just took something or I drank something, and I'm feeling good. Everybody looking like, no, consequences for your actions.
No, there's definitely consequences.
But when you're like that, you don't think about it. Hey, this will be a good idea. Yeah. Just do that real quick.
I can't even imagine being a PR guy for somebody, for an artist.
Trying to control someone like
that.
Like just
being like, just scrolling Instagram and just like clicking through stories. Can you imagine? Just be like,
if I was an artist and somebody was like, my PR agent was coming up to me like, look, man, you can't show your cock on IG. I'd be like, but Black Beatles though?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm gonna play the song, and you're gonna freeze in that spot, and I'm gonna walk this way.
They need to have hardship because it's part of the creative process.
Imagine Travis Scott's PR. They're probably just dotting.
He said it's big as a Pringles can.
Not his cock. We're talking about all those kids he killed, dude.
Oh,
like them. His PR right now is like, all right, your next concert will be in a bouncy house.
No, but that's more kids, dude. That's more kids.
And everybody has their own little divided section to dance to, and it's going to be bolted to the ground.
No, it's just going to be VR.
It's going to be 400.
And
everybody's icon's going to get like this.
Yeah. It's going to be 400 1x1 cubicles all bolted into the ground. You get dropped into by a helicopter.
It's a Roblox concert.
You just sit. Yeah, Roblox concert.
It's a Roblox concert.
It's going to be a metaverse concert.
Yeah. That would be dope.
Second Life.
Not album-wise, but I did want to talk about something that I thought was kind of odd. Young Thug going to jail, and Thugger. Now we know that Gunna ratted on him.
No, really?
So, yeah. Gunna released a plea deal, I guess, right? So I guess he kind
of
admitted.
Pretty much saying that Young Thug was the proprietor of all this shit. So he's still going to get in trouble, but Young Thug is serving the bulk of everything now. Gotcha. And Gunna's going to get out.
What do y'all think about like the whole honor code?
There is no honor code, bro.
It's either survive or you die.
Yeah.
Like if I'm really facing prison for something that I didn't do, I know that you
did. Hold on. You did not just make prison out of prison, right?
I'm just shortening it. He's trying to make it cool, faster.
You know.
I'm making it cooler because now the Young Thug's
just
there.
Like that one thing you were doing.
Praise.
What was that one thing you were
my
doing?
Angels my, angels, aren't,
my angels
aren't protected by demons. Yeah, that's something I was saying for a while.
That hurts.
If I'm facing a life sentence and I am
and
there.
And you knew that I did something.
And I know that Ryan did it. And Ryan's looking at me. You all right there?
Yeah.
And Ryan's looking. Ryan's looking at me. Alex is in the jury. And Ryan's like, I'm ratting, dude. I'm
like
ratting.
This. You're like,
I'm sitting on the other side. Just like,
Alex is the type of guy to go like this.
Hey, in the back. Order.
What is the jury doing? Why is he pointing?
Bring in
at
the dancing officers and distract the crowd, please.
Through my pointing.
You're doing the alien? You're doing the alien?
For sure, the judge would need to do the order in the court thing if you guys were in court.
What have we ordered? McDonald's?
Dude, Big Mac with fries,
but there is no honor, bro. They're the Young Stoner Life for years, you know.
I think it was Young Slime Life, right? Young Slime Boys?
I think it was Stoner Life.
I think it was Stoner Life.
Yeah, was it
Young Stoner Life?
Millions of songs together, albums, and then all of a sudden, you know, you guys are going to go down together, and now the boy is going to face like 40 years in prison, and then Gunna's probably going to get out in like 3 years.
That had to suck being Gunna and like just trying to make Drip Season 6 or whatever. Pussy is power. And then you're just making music.
Slime City 3.
And you get into a car and they pull up and then someone just fucking, you know, hear someone just shot someone from your gang. It's like you would want to look at Thug and just be like, yo, chill. Like, I'm just trying to make music.
Yeah.
But, and then Thug, you know, it's like one of them weird things where one guy in your group is just taking things too far, and you just want that dude to chill.
Now, do you think Young Thug is going to go to like max security?
No, I don't think so.
White
I don't think
collar.
He,
like, what do
I
you
don't
think
he deems that much of a threat. It's just
he's wearing
has
cardigans
to,
but
in prison.
It's the sentence though that can determine where you go. Like if it was like a money thing, like tax and stuff like that, you can go to a different. But if you're like, because he was trafficking, was he not, humans? That's a dangerous act.
He, I don't know about the trafficking part. All I know about is the
racketeering. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say trafficking. Racketeering, was it not?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
I just know about that. He the severity was of the crime. He was like approving hits, approving but, hits, and then
yeah, you're still an accomplice to murder or the. In some cases, I guess they can say you are the person who killed somebody, right? What do they call it? Murder in the second degree, whatever.
Different degrees.
You told somebody to kill somebody, so it all stemmed from you. He might serve time in a, like an everyday prison, like a big prison where...
If he goes to like general pop,
he might be on watch though.
For sure.
Like he won't just be in the general population of people.
If he goes to a gen pop, people are going to worship him.
Probably.
Yeah.
Imagine, you know, like what kind of prison did Bill Cosby go to? You know, like he would get murdered.
Oh, he went to an he went to a general population.
He should.
Pretty sure he did.
He should
because he was making calls like, "Get me the fuck
out."
He's out now.
Yeah, he's out.
Wild.
He's like got a tour lined up for next year.
It would be sick
if he came back and just pretended like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And just went back to his like
doing his faces.
Young black gentlemen shouldn't be cursing. Like real just old school.
Hey,
yeah.
Young mom type shit. Advil on your girl's drink. It's like, whoa, he's really making jokes about
this.
He
might. But if he does that, it's crazy. Yeah, People are gonna love that, dude.
I think honestly, if he did that,
just
I mean,
like those girls.
It's just like, you know, something bad happening, and because it didn't happen to you, you're gonna laugh.
Yeah, and he, so my point being, like, if Thugger went to prison and they put him in Gen Pop, he would actually, I think, have a good experience in prison. Now, free slime.
Yeah.
Free slime.
Don't.
Free him.
No, don't.
Free him.
We live in this world now where all these
Did
people...
Did you hear Metro Spider? Did you hear Metro Spider on Heroes and Villains?
I did.
That was one of the best Thug verses I've ever heard.
Oh, I thought you were making something up for a second.
Metro, got my beat from Metro. I mean, it was just the chemistry between the two of them. He can't be in prison. After that, bring him out.
I think free shice.
Hey,
right?
Biden, pardon him.
Yeah.
Kamala, get on
it. Hey, he already pardoned Brittany Griner. He might as well do it to Young Thug, too.
Pardon Brittany Griner. He traded her.
Well, you know what I mean? Got
for a guy named the Grim Reaper or something. Like, literally called the American murderer.
Something like that. It was like the ghost of something.
Made a movie about that guy.
The Ghost of Tsushima.
They made a movie about the guy who we released back to Russia.
We got for some stoner goth
but
girl.
Also, like... America was acting like we don't have arms dealers. You know what I mean?
We for sure do.
You know what I mean? 100%. We just don't have them
just
fucking
Doug
caught Dimmadome yet. You know what I mean?
With white suits and
they're
white 10-gallon hats.
They got the big buckle on their belt. They're like 350 pounds.
Bro,
and
there
you
is
know
definitely some
slinging.
Armenian dude in an embassy somewhere just locked up. It's like, what did I do? It's like, you fucking sold golden AKs to the Syrian pirates. What are you talking about? It's like, let me out. It's like, no, you're in jail.
Now, it
and they're
sucks.
Making trades.
But the Brittany Griner thing sucks.
Now, hold on. I'm going to put this in layman's terms, like Pokemon. Because
I'm a layman?
No, so the Victor guy, he was definitely like a holographic Charizard, right?
For sure
and
he was.
Brittany Griner was definitely like a Weedle and or a Magikarp, right?
We only knew about her because this happened to her.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Because the WNBA
sucks.
I wasn't going to say it.
Well,
it doesn't suck, but it's not as fun to watch because there's not hype around it. If there was hype around it, it would diminish.
I mean, her skill probably.
No one said
basketball.
She sucks, but the WNBA as a whole is not. It's not great,
right? But she's also completely at fault because she brought drugs into Russia.
Well,
you should know.
Playing in Russia because she gets paid more in Russia, and she also said that she does not like her country because of how she's treated as like an athlete, doesn't get paid, doesn't get respected, was shit talk in America, and that's why she was playing in Russia when the WNBA is in the off season because she makes more money over there.
Oh, so she was flip flopping.
She flip flopped, and then she also was avidly talking shit on her country at the same time too. That's why a lot of people didn't really care. Now,
you know, like, I want to save an American always. I'm patriotic.
Could have saved the fucking Marine over there who's held captive.
If they've got Marines, why didn't we save the Marine?
There's a Marine over there. His last name is like Waylon or Waylis or something like that. And
they
he's like a Purple Heart. decorated war hero, and he's
like, and they were like, look, you're up next, man. All right, you know, next time.
It's been
time,
a little longer.
Yeah.
It's been like 6 years he's been captive, and Brittany Griner has been captive for like 5 months.
That guy must have been fuming to watch Brittany Griner get walked out with a black bag on her head out of the prison. It's like, where's she going?
She just got here.
She just got here. Yeah. He's all
well. Can I get her
dirty
rations at least?
No, rations are not for you.
No food for you.
This is fucking bullshit.
Yeah,
I'd be pissed.
Joe Biden does not need to get Young Thug out.
Joe Biden, I think he should consider it.
I think he should consider Pooh Shiesty.
Pooh Shiesty is, oh God, I want.
And I want Joe Biden to wear a Pooh Shiesty
free
mask.
Free Shiesty mask. I need a presidential candidate whose entire platform is to just free rappers.
Hey,
free
DT
locked up rappers.
Did it to ASAP.
Yeah, I mean, Donnie T did pull that string. And that was dope.
Didn't he release another rapper?
He got
maybe a candy
ASAP
rapper
freed from Sweden.
No, I know that, but I thought there was another case.
Maybe
it was just like
Kodak, right? Didn't he free Kodak?
Yeah, Kodak called him a super gremlin for it.
Well, because Kodak is dope like that. Yeah.
He said that's my super gremlin.
I mean, him and he apparently hangs out at Mar-a-Lago with Trump, and they just give Kodak the aux. There's a bunch of old white dudes playing checkers, and Kodak.
Do you know
is
this
like,
because of
wow,
Shane Gillis?
Wow. I mean, I've heard the story from them.
That's what I was getting at with that, because I think Kodak was in jail and he got him out and they were hanging out at Mar-a-Lago and he referred to him as a super grub. But meanwhile, Donnie T just has the playlist and everybody's vibing. Goes, I don't like that song. It changes him.
Now that we're on like world news, did you guys see what happened with Andrew Tate?
Yeah, wild.
Got fucking...
He's out
got
now.
Got caught red-handed. Romania.
You know...
Human trafficking.
I was trying so hard
he
to figure out...
He did not get caught red-handed.
He did.
No, he wasn't doing that. They're putting false allegations on him to try and silence the dude.
Whoa.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Dude. Oh, no. Stirring it up.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
I was wondering how Tate was making this much money, too.
Something ain't right.
Yeah.
With that.
No, he's just a cool dude.
He's one of the coolest dudes.
I mean, it's not his fault he got caught.
He had pizza.
It's Greta Thunberg's fault.
Greta who?
Thunberg.
She pisses me off, too.
You don't like the little German girl?
She's not German.
What is she?
She's autistic.
Is
That's
she?
Not a country either. She's like fucking Swedish.
Wait,
or something.
She's not autistic.
Yes, she is.
100%.
She's sort of like Norway or something like that.
100%.
That doesn't make her
she
autistic.
Plays with Legos.
No,
dude.
But you said she's German. Yola, shut up.
Wait.
Hold on.
Yeah, but she said.
You said
he
you
said,
not like the little Swedish girl. It's like, no, she is Norway. And then you go, that doesn't make her autistic. I never said it does. It makes
her
fucking
Norwegian.
She's
in that area, okay? So she's European.
She's on
So she's automatically
spectrum.
Either French, English, or German, okay?
I thought she was self-proclaimed autistic. I'm still on the autistic
There's no
part.
Way she is.
I
dude.
Thought she said she was.
She went to the freaking like NATO convention.
What the fuck does that have to do? I think Elon Musk is autistic and he's running the fucking
NATO?
Oh, God.
They would let him there, dude.
And what I said was bad?
Yeah, no.
What I said about Andrew Tate
Look,
was bad?
Look, they got a big red button in the middle of the floor, okay? And it says missile launch, all right? They don't let somebody who's got... Who's on the spectrum?
Don't slap the table. There's not a button at NATO to launch a missile.
There for sure is. They're all in a circle, and there's one button in the middle of the floor.
It's fucking big.
And you think Greta Thunberg is going to be like, I got to
It's bring your son to work day.
Her hands are like this.
Dude. Oh, my God.
We're getting gassed up.
Can you imagine?
Here's a guess. Turn that heat up.
It's bring your son to work day, and a Swedish prime minister has his son, and he's just like, just lifts the glass.
Stop it.
He just closes the glass to it.
Puts the chocolate back down.
Jesus
She did own the fuck out of Andrew Tate, though.
She
did put his ass
What did
in
she
the crosshairs.
She put a hit on that motherfucker.
So,
she did what Young Thug did.
What is that? Well, hold on. Why is an environmental activist having anything to do with otherworldly news? Like, I don't understand why her whole thing is global warming.
Yeah.
Why is she calling Andrew Tate out for trafficking?
Her whole thing
why
is,
are people listening
you
to her?
You don't have
she's
to be associated
12.
With anything to call
she's
the fucking
saying,
whistle.
She's,
but I'm
human
just saying,
trafficking.
She's an influencer. Like, at the end of the day, she can say whatever she wants on the mic.
Ridiculous.
She can spit freestyles all day about climate change and playing with Legos, but she is an influencer just like Andrew Tate is an influencer. They just want to make as much of a stir as they can to make money. So, on Twitter, Andrew Tate posted a video of him filling up one of his Bugattis and it, with fuel. And he was like, I have six Bugatti Veyrons. I've got four Porsche 911 blah blah blahs. I've got two private jets, and I fill them all with fuel. And he's like, you know, give me your email address so that I can send you my full list of vehicles so I can show you how much my emissions are. Like, just trolling Greta Thunberg. Greta Thunberg comes back, flexes, says something back to him along the lines of like, yeah, sure, you're a real big man. Send this back to me. Now, very corny joke, but she said her email address was like, getalife@smalldickenergy.com.
No way. I thought she was like 14.
She's 19.
Oh, okay.
She got a donkey.
Didn't go there.
That thought never did actually cross my mind.
You're going to go to jail with Andrew Tate.
I said it to you because you said you wanted to.
But she is attainable. I'm sure. I bet you it's pursuable.
She got a donkey.
Well, I don't know about that. You are
into crosshairs, my guy.
Greta Thunberg has a donkey?
She's just out of power.
Are you saying she doesn't have a donkey?
I've only seen her face. I've only seen abdomen up, and I'm like, no, she looks young.
I actually have only ever seen her.
I never knew her age.
Belly button up.
Look,
where are you seeing a belly button at?
Here's the thing.
You got bikini pics?
No, like that
zone. I've only ever seen her belly up, okay? so I never knew her age. I did not know she was 19, so the thought of me trying to fuck her never crossed my mind.
He's got X-rays.
But now that you told me she's 19, I'm now, like, though, okay, like, I could be, like, CEO.
Corny joke, crosshairs.
Corny joke, and then Andrew Tate responds with this, like, two-minute-long rant about how stupid he was. And he basically said, I'm going to fuck you, basically, to Greta Thunberg.
Okay.
And he was like, I'll shut your goddamn trap by fucking you until you're dead. Not dead, Jesus. But, like, basically said he was going to give her good dick so that she would shut up. And then a bunch of dudes on Twitter were like, yeah, women just need good dick to shut them up. Because that's Andrew Tate's thing, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently, in the video, he's got this pizza box in the video that it says it's from Jerry's Pizza, which is a Romanian pizza chain.
Mm-hmm.
And the authorities use that video to confirm, hey, he's in Romania right now because that's the only place you can get this pizza. They go to his house, they storm it, they take him out for sex trafficking.
But how did they know he was sex trafficking?
So he runs a mansion. He has a mansion. This is where I was like so confused. I never knew how he had so much money.
But they didn't label it sex traffic. They labeled it human trafficking.
I mean, sure, human trafficking. But from what I understand, he has a house, like a mansion, that has 77 or something like that girls who are all cam girls.
Mm.
And they all just do cam girl shit all day, every day. And part of that money goes to him. Most of that money goes to him. He's a pimp for 70 fucking plus cam girls. He beats the fuck out of them, dude.
Guarantee those girls will say nothing wrong about him in a trial.
Probably not.
He'll walk out.
He might, but supposedly he's been... The problem is, when you take a girl from one country and move her to another country to do this, that's where you get into the illegal shit. So that's where I think he's getting charged on this, because he was moving girls around. That's trafficking.
Okay.
So he can't do that.
Gotcha.
So he's a bad guy.
Okay.
Greta Thunberg, though.
She baddie?
She dunked on him.
She baddie, though?
I don't know if she's a baddie, but she's 19. Dunked on him.
She's definitely in the category.
But it is a weird timeline where Greta Thunberg dunks on Andrew Tate to get him arrested.
There have been a lot of like cross-hairing like sentences that have never, like, people never would have thought of in like a million years. You know what I mean? Like, Donald Trump rallies the people to fucking storm the Capitol.
Releases an NFT collection.
Yeah.
You guys saw that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Greta Thunberg. Is that how you say your name?
I think it's Thunberg.
Thunberg.
Why are you saying Thornberry? It like Thunberg?
That's what you were saying.
You were saying Thunberg.
I wasn't.
it's the other person said next to you was. Okay.
I say Thunberg because I think she looks like a cartoon. No, I'm just kidding.
So free shites, right?
Yeah, I just, how would we even get on Tate just because we were talking about the world news?
Yeah. World news.
Yeah, it is crazy to be like 19 years old, an autistic crime solver. She's Sherlock Holmes, basically.
Sherlock.
She's Enola Holmes.
She's Sherlock chromosome.
Moving on.
Swing and a miss, dude.
Next one. We got to
move on. No, it rhymes. Because
No.
Holmes and chromosomes.
Bro, hold on. The ball was sitting on a tee, and you swung so hard, you spun around and fell on your butt.
But I still hit the ball, though.
No, you missed.
You missed twice. You spun around and hit
Sherlock
twice.
Chromosome.
I understand.
It works.
I understand. Look, there's a couple extra, joke.
you know, syllables in there, but you gotta ignore that, right?
You Looney Tunes yourself. You gas house gorilla versus the Looney Tunes.
Hello, my darling.
One, two, three, you're out. You swung at the same ball three times.
But that's not how baseball works, right?
Also, that's how Looney Tunes baseball works. The same spectrum that you're on, dude.
No, I'm not, see, I'm not on the spectrum.
You're definitely on the spectrum.
I'm laying
dude.
On top of the spectrum, dude. Just plow. Just
you're definitely on the spectrum. I've known you forever, dude. You fucking play Pokemon Go while you drive.
No, I don't.
You just fucking...
That's false.
Cruising you also around, don't make eye contact. Cruising around, either. Looking for Pokestops. You are bad at eye contact.
He never looks you in the eye.
No, he doesn't. And half the time you talk is like movie... It's just quotes.
And
from
he's
like,
very tone deaf to critical situations.
Very
like,
tone
like
deaf.
Like when?
If like... Okay. You almost told that guy in a wheelchair to hit the leg press.
Okay, it's a joke.
Now... If your intrusive thoughts didn't go, whoa, 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 slow down.
Right.
You would have said it.
Now, that stops me from being on the spectrum, right?
Right, but it's a cunt hair away from just breaking open.
But I'm not on it, though, right? I mean, either you're on it or you're not, right?
You might have just said something there.
I'd argue that we're all on the same spectrum. That's why it's called a spectrum.
I don't share a spectrum.
Some are at the bottom, some are at the top.
If I'm on the spectrum, it's all to myself.
Some of us are
not sharing it with you. Sorry.
So this is why you're autistic, by the way, because you think you have your own spectrum.
Ryan thinks he owns it, bro. He is the spectrum.
That's because you have to own everything, dude. Everything is yours. Hey, it has to be yours.
He is a four-year-old that never grew up. That's mine.
Yeah. I don't want to play.
That's fine.
Take it and go home.
At least I arrive on time to things.
I'm here. I was here at 10:30.
He was here early for the podcast.
But late for the gym.
But I went to the gym, though.
He did go to the gym, though.
And I wouldn't have worked out with you guys anyway.
And his low back is blown out. But so he
blown out.
But not at 9, though.
Right.
But were you waiting in the parking lot? Because you walked in as soon as we walked out, dude.
I was laying on a heating pad contemplating life.
You know, in those situations, you can always text us and just tell us you just can't hang.
But I didn't want to work out with you guys because you would have cramped my style.
Now
should we take a break?
Nervous.
I think my Uber Eats is here.
Should we go to the edge?
We can.
No.
Should we
I was just saying that because I didn't want the heat.
I want to ride this gas until I'm on E.
Do you want to watch some TikToks?
Yeah.
Let's
react. We normally do that in the second half, though.
We can if
you're
you want.
Kind of changing the flow.
Yeah, well, we can do the TikToks in the second half.
What I want to do is I want to discuss a couple of our favorite albums of the year. We only did discuss the ones that have recently dropped in December.
Yeah, fair.
Can we take a time out, though? I do have to pee.
Yeah, we can take a break.
Yeah, let's
I want a water, too.
Let's take a fuck.
All right.
Wee, mate.
You're lighter. You're lighter now, right?
Big time.
You're lighter in the loafers.
Big time.
You look like you got like fleshed out a little bit.
I also blew my nose, too, so I unloaded three orifices.
You blew it out of three different holes.
You
my
threw
nose,
up,
my
you
penis,
sneezed.
And I shit.
I shitted.
That had to feel good.
I shitted.
That's the trifecta.
Yeah, I'm the shit because I got stains in my drawers.
What's the name for the when like Seabiscuit wins in three different big... The Triple Crown, dude. You the hit the Triple Crown.
That was more like a triple frown. I was not proud of myself.
Triple brown.
Triple brown from blowing it out the orifices.
Yeah.
And he's pissing because he's dehydrated, right? It's brown.
Well,
shitting because, shit's brown.
Chocolate.
You piss if you're dehydrated?
Yeah. You still piss if you're dehydrated. It's just brown.
Every once in a while you piss.
Every once in a while. That was a piss full of water.
Was it? Oh,
my
okay.
geyser.
All right. Well, for the...
And then I stained the bottom of Jake's bowl. Okay. That's why I flushed twice.
That was a creatine piss.
You did a courtesy flush.
Mm-hmm.
Good man.
Yeah.
But did you use the cleaner to clean the toilet bowl?
Yeah, stains were gone.
Stains are gone now.
Yeah.
But the toilet brush is brown. Imagine.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, you
just it's an uphill battle.
We want to talk about now something more serious.
Albums throughout 2022.
What are you slurping for, dude?
Caffe.
You're going to have another brown if you
probably.
Albums
waiting
of
to do it.
The year.
Yeah, let's keep it real,
let's
guys.
Talk about...
Let's get serious.
What we think it's going to be on a realistic standard,
okay.
And then what we want it to be.
So okay. We're talking Grammys.
Yeah.
Who do we think they're going to pick? Did they already pick?
King's Disease 3.
Did they already pick?
I don't think so.
I remember when I was working at the refinery, it was like March, early March when the Grammys happened.
So they should be picking soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's think about this. Best albums
King's
of this year.
Disease 3.
No, they did. They already picked. Go look on your phone. Man, Grammys already picked the five nominees. I know they did. Because
that sucks.
Denzel and J.I.D. are not on there, and everyone was pissed. which it's never going to be them.
2023 Grammy nominations.
Yeah, so look, let's see that list and let's tell them how shit it truly is. I do believe Kendrick is on there, which is good. That's a W.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's a W.
But I would feel like just like how Leo got his Oscar, it's a role you don't want it for. Like he should have got it already for Mad
it's
City.
It's rap, right?
Oh, our new kid, Mad City.
It's like rap or hip hop, right?
Oh my God. All right.
Like, there's going to be so much stuff.
Leo got his Oscar for Revenant. He barely spoke.
Right.
But his acting was good. But I was like, dude, you have so many more good roles.
How many roles before that?
Kendrick, you know, to Pimp a Butterfly and Good Kid, Mad City, you know, were so. And even the. Damn. You know, those all were.
He won a Pulitzer for that.
Yeah.
For writing. That's crazy. No one else has done that.
I mean, he almost did win an Oscar for Black Panther, but.
Okay.
I think the Grammys is his final award for him to have all the awards.
Yeah.
Am I looking up like best like
shit,
rap?
Juicy J has an Oscar.
It should be best rap album or best hip hop album for 2023. And they have the 5 album nominations.
Best rap album. Okay.
What do they got?
God Did, DJ Khaled.
Right off the bat.
God damn it.
That's winning.
I Never Liked You by Future.
Okay.
Come Home, The Kids Miss You by Jack Harlow.
Disgusting.
Mr. Morale, Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Happy.
It's Almost Dry, Pusha T.
That's also a great
not bad.
Selection.
That's the one with
Brambleton.
Yeah.
Now,
album is fire.
First off, right? God Did. Goose. I'm furious about. Because
Jack Harlow, you should be furious about.
Here's the thing. I really liked that album, but I don't think it deserved to be on Album of the Year. Based off of all the rap albums.
Yeah, you could have still put Metro Boomin on there.
Well, I wonder what the cutoff is, because they announced this before Metro Boomin released.
That's true. It's like a fire movie drops, and it's not any...
Yes. Yeah, so I don't think it's like January 1st to December 31st. I think it's...
Should be, though.
It's probably like September to September
probably like
or something.
A calendar year somewhere. Yeah. Like
well,
March
they do it
April.
In March. It wouldn't be April to April, would it?
Well, I'm saying that's why it gets confusing, because like with my work... A year is like March to April.
Yeah, the financial
weird.
Year.
Yeah.
The fiscal year.
I wonder if it's the same thing for the
fuck
Grammy.
Fuck your year, dude.
So this isn't purely rap. This is just Album of the Year in its entirety.
Oh, okay.
So they got Voyage by ABBA.
ABBA dropped an album this year?
I guess.
That's kind of fire.
That is
kind of
fire. I would like to listen to
Love
that.
ABBA. Dancing 30, Queen.
30 by Adele.
My life.
Ugh.
On Verano Senti.
Now that
Bad
was
Bunny.
A good album. That's Bad Bunny.
Renaissance by Beyonce, which I still have not listened to.
Nor have I.
Yes, you have. You said it was fire. Beyonce's album.
You lied to Kai.
I told Kai I listened to Beyonce's album.
Yes.
I'm a yes man.
You are a yes man.
I just wanted him to feel like we were brothers.
Good
in
Morning Gorgeous by Mary J. Blige. Another old timer who used to.
She's hello, my baby. Hello, my darling.
She is, but she's fire though. Mary J. Blige is fire.
Mary J. Blige walks so Beyonce could twerk.
In These Silent Days, Brandy Charlie.
Oh my God, what is this?
But
Carlisle.
This is album
Carlisle.
Of the year.
I know.
Any
still,
genre.
Like, holy fuck, man.
Where's my boy Weekend?
Music of the Spheres by Coldplay. Didn't even know they dropped. Mr. Morale, Kendrick Lamar.
That's dope.
Special by Lizzo.
Just because she's fat.
Harry's House, Harry Styles.
So no Weekend nomination for FM.
That was Album of the Year in general.
Trash.
But we do have...
What about young artists? Anything young?
Is Lizzo hip-hop?
Best new artist, Anita.
Anita Break.
Dude, Anita is hot.
Omar Apollo.
Omar's cool.
Dami and JD Beck. Mooney Long.
Give me Beck my money, you know what I'm saying?
True. Samara Joy.
All the joys out of the room.
Lotto.
A lot of trash.
Maneskin.
I got nothing for that.
wait, what is this? Best artist?
Best new artist.
Lotto's a new artist? Okay, continue.
Toby.
Keith.
Ngwe.
Good try. Oh, Nwingwe.
Nwingwe.
Toby Nwingwe. Yeah, dude, he's got some really good tracks. That's a cool nomination.
Molly Tootle. And Wet Leg.
I just spit on Alex.
What?
So I've done a spit take.
What about
ever. That rap. Wet Leg?
I know they always have song too. Like there's always like a song nomination. I feel like.
Yeah. One second.
Gotta be something.
Song
by
of the year A, B, C, D, E, F, U by Gayle.
You've heard that.
Yeah.
About Damn Time by Lizzo.
Oh, my Lord.
About Damn Time.
You guys can't deny the star power of Lizzo, dude. Bitter,
about me. Feel a fuzzy. Walking in my Balenciunsies.
He knows every word. Dude, and he's saying it's bullshit. He knows all the words.
My Balenciunsies.
I love that line.
Feeling sussy in my Balenciunsies,
my Balenciunsies.
All Too Well by Taylor Swift.
Ugh.
As It Was, Harry Styles. Bad Habits, Steve Lucy. Lacey.
Lacey.
Break My Soul by Beyonce. Easy On Me by Adele.
You won't break
God
soul.
Did by DJ Khaled featuring Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, and Friday with Two Wives. A Heart Part 5, Kendrick Lamar. Now that was crazy, but I don't think it was Song of the
Year.
Was that
the song with the
That was with the AI AJ transition.
Yeah.
I come from a place where pain and glory is mine.
That was a good song.
It was. It was. But the video is what made it crazy. And then Just Like That by Bonnie Raitt.
So my problem with those is I don't really know the competition.
Popular. Yeah, popular yeah. competition.
I don't know the competition, but it's cool that Kendrick is in the conversation. Do I think he'll win?
No. No. He's overpowered
now,
by
Will Lizzo. Jack Harlow win? I think he'll win.
You think
how many times?
I think Lizzo's going to get one.
For the pop stuff.
Yeah.
For the hip-hop stuff, how many times have we been in this situation where a white artist
Macklemore
takes out Iggy Azalea?
Who did Macklemore take out? Kendrick? Jay-Z,
Macklemore
Kanye.
Took out Astroworld. No, Cardi B took out Astroworld.
Yeah, we're talking about Fuck. Mad City, The Throne with Jay-Z and Kanye, and then J. Cole's 2014.
Iggy Azalea, who'd she take out? And am
J.
I
Cole?
Being racist? Is she white?
Iggy Azalea?
She's Australian, I think.
She's Australian.
She's Australian. She's white. She's
Australian.
She looks white, but I don't want to assume.
She's
so,
white.
Anyway,
she may be mixed.
I've heard her used in this conversation before as like a white artist who just like swoops in for like 1 year and then takes the thing from an amazing album. Did they take it from Forest Hills Drive? Is that who Iggy took it from?
I think so.
It was because it was he raps about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but he Iggy raps. Get a Grammy, I'm just playing.
But he raps about it before it happened, right?
He did?
I think so because that she won it.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
So it should have been taken from a different album. I see what you're saying.
I don't know.
Because it couldn't have been on 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
I'm pretty sure Macklemore took that from him.
Okay. Either way, I think, worried that Jack Harlow is going to win.
I think the Grammys, obviously it's fucking rigged, but also, like, I think the mentality is somewhat like, if they don't put these albums in the showcase, then, you know, something bad going to happen, right?
They want to say, the last, popularity.
The last two were actually pretty good nominations. King Disease, Alfredo, and Call Me If You Get Lost. And then the next year was like D-Smoke was also one of them.
D-Smoke won, right?
D-Smoke.
No,
he got beat out.
King's Disease
by King's
Can
Disease.
You tell me for one time for me, please?
And then Tyler Crater won 2 years in a row. Or two out of the three.
He won Igor.
Yeah,
he won Igor and Call Me If You Get Lost.
Yeah.
And then King's Disease won the year after that in between both of those. Those were good nominations.
I for sure this is the reason, but it's because Jack Harlow's put up the L.
It's that. It's the glamorous song. It's the GLAM.
It's the song that takes a wave, bro. Like, they stormed the fucking mainstream, like, radios and all that stuff.
You know, I didn't even think that DJ Khaled's album had any weight.
I didn't even listen to it.
It absolutely did not.
It had no weight. Not a single song from that album made it on my playlist.
Album sucked. It sucked.
And everyone acknowledged it was mid.
Dawn FM should have been on that list.
Yeah, his is weird.
The amount
though,
of creativity on that with so Jim good. Carrey, too.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Now, I'll be real happy. I think.
No, hold on. Not even fucking Drake and 21's album was even on
I
there.
Think they might have come out before
True.
Or after this nomination,
I
too.
Scratch my head.
But I think I'll be happy with if Kendrick gets the W or.
On something.
Pusha
at least.
Gets the W.
That would be sweet if Pusha gets it.
Pusha deserves a W for sure. And I know that our five albums of the year are going to be different than the ones that they have.
For sure.
But I think that Pusha, I think he does deserve a top five nomination for mm-hmm. this year.
Do you want to give your five or what do we do, three or five?
I'll do my five.
All right.
And I'm going to just run through it real quick because I think I have it pretty solid. I think it's an absolute got to go to Saba,
in
Few
order?
Good Things. No,
just
the
five.
Top five nominations. Okay. Saba, Few Good Things. Melt My Eyes, See Your Future by Denzel Curry. The Forever Story by J.I.D. Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers by Kendrick Lamar. And then for the fifth album, I think, honestly, I'm really torn because I really like Pusha T's album, but I fucked with Vince Staples and Ramona Park broke my heart.
Sabo was the one that had the grandfather on the outside.
Yes.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. That's right.
So I think it should have been Sabo.
He was real early in the year.
He was like March. I think it should have been Sabo, Denzel, JID, Kendrick, and Vince Staples.
I'm gonna go Denzel's Melt My Eyes, Metro Boomin.
Okay, so you're going full 2022.
Yeah, I'm going Denzel, Metro Boomin, Pusha T, Kendrick, and I really fucked with The Weeknd.
The Weeknd was so good. Now, another one that sucks, like honorable mention, what about that Black Thought album that came out that featuring Danger Mouse?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But again, I think it's because it came out too late, right?
Yeah.
That definitely didn't drop in
but
the
I'm
first
saying
half
for me being in 2022, that album was objectively so good.
Yeah.
But like I'm trying to now think now in the terms of albums that I continue to come back to.
Yeah.
These are my five.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to come back to them.
Yeah.
How about you?
Melt My Eyes, See Your Future. Dawn FM. The Forever Story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do.
Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. That's four. And there was another one on here. I lost
Baby Kareemer. What about SZA's album is supposedly really good. I haven't listened to that yet.
Ghetto Gods. Ghetto Gods dropped this year.
Mm, did you think it was top five?
Yeah, I'll still come back to some of their songs.
So it's in your top five?
That's my top five.
See, so we do have through lines. Like our through lines are Kendrick, Denzel. Did you say JID?
No, but I do think it was good, but I just don't think it was, to me personally, if I was to put it on a list, I wouldn't.
I think Metro Boomin knocked it out for you, huh?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, I mean.
If I'm thinking about like how the Grammys really work and you want to get popularity in there, I would say Metro Boomin would trump fucking the Forever Story.
So I'm
not saying
the
Forever Story wasn't fucking good. It's just, bro, that was such a, you talk about getting met, like Morgan Freeman to narrate, and then you got like features on, and then
it is the
heavy
most
collab
epic
of,
album of the year. The most, I think, like when Kanye West dropped My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, it was like this example of that hip hop could be like this grand symphony of music and craziness and still be hard hitting and dope.
Yeah.
That's what the Metro Boomin album was to me. Like he's got like orchestra, he's got these crazy samples, he's got Morgan Freeman cursing.
Yeah.
If you don't fuck with Young Metro, you better fucking run.
Yeah.
Fire. So, yeah, it's all whack, dude.
I think so for me, the Forever Story deserves to be in the conversation because JID, we're watching like somebody come up and become a great
his own
slowly.
Artist.
Fuck yeah.
And the amount of quality, I was re-listening to it and the concept of it starts to reveal itself to you the more you listen to it. And I did the same thing with Denzel's album. You listen to Denzel through and through, you're like, there's a through line to this story that Denzel's trying to tell you. Same thing with JID. And JID's was like thematically complex too. Like for one example, the first half of that album is hard hitting street shit. Clout, Radar, Can't Punk Me,
Crack
Surround
Sandwich.
Sound, Crack Sandwich. And then Cody Blue 31 is a literal football move for like an audible, right? To change the play. And then the second half of the album is more spiritual and emotional.
Yeah.
He like literally in the middle of his album calls an audible and changes what the album's about. That was so dope.
Mm-hmm.
Pusha T. No, I didn't put Pusha in my conversation. Kendrick's, I think we talked about that forever. Yeah. Kendrick's, it makes perfect sense. It's just, he's brilliant.
Yeah.
Vince Staples released an album about
Vince Staples.
About Ramona Park Broke My Heart.
Oh,
about
yeah.
Ramona Park, the place where he was. It's a love letter to where he grew up. And every song within that took an element of what it was like growing up as Vince Staples in Ramona Park and personified it. It was crazy. He had When Sparks Fly, that song where he raps about being in love with his gun.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a part of the song where he's from the gun's perspective as like his lover. Dude, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was my fifth one? Oh, Sob, A Few Good Things. That one just like, that one might be.
You kept going back to that and Vince Staples, and you were like, this has got to be album of the year. Album of the year.
The Saab album stuck with me, man.
Yeah.
There's something about
Saab.
Well, it's because it's, you know, it's all about like celebrating, you know, older people.
It was very positive.
Oh, the picket spine of the mother time.
And his cadence and bars and lyrics are so good throughout the whole project. every beat is fresh and like crisp and just enjoyable.
Yeah.
And as like a whole, that whole project, I just was like, that was me discovering Saba too, by
Make
the way.
Make a few bands and we get rich, 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 rich.
Dude, that's I mean, jam, dude. I go back to so many of those songs. His one song, it's an interlude on the album, but it's like the, one of my favorite songs of the year.
Yeah.
It's just.
That album is fucking fresh, man.
So I just think that for those reasons, I gotta go with those five.
Unfortunately, we do not decide.
And what's crazy
and always
is that
be this way.
Logic also fucking dropped an album this year. No Vinyl Days.
Vinyl Days, and that was good.
Vinyl Days.
That was very good.
The Grammys.
I had not listened to it.
The Grammys, the Emmys, the Oscars, all that shit's just a dying platform.
It
you
is,
know,
but
no,
it
no one
it'll
gives
always
a fuck
be around.
Anymore.
It'll
always, be around.
They need to put like Twitch or like YouTube needs to start their own awards ceremony.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to get popular now. We don't need an award ceremony on cable TV anymore. That's for mom and pop. Dude.
Eventually down the road, it's going to start getting blurred, and then YouTube's just going to start giving it to fucking how the Grammys is doing it now.
But you give it to the people who like are streaming on Twitch, and they'll give a more fair opinion.
Yeah, not a popularity,
you know,
like, the actual
yeah,
people's
this is,
decision.
This is like famous people who think they have the opinion that decides this.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know, even if I argue in terms of impact, like, which albums this year had the biggest impact on hip hop?
Mm-hmm.
My list would change a little bit. I don't think that Vince Staples would be on that because I don't think that his album impacted hip hop. Kendrick, I think, impacted hip hop. I think JID impacted hip hop.
Metro Boomin impacted
hip hop. But then I'd put Drake and 21 on there because they probably had the most impactful album of the year.
Well, Drake did specifically. I think Drake and 21,
her
yes.
Loss?
No, I'm talking about Honestly Nevermind.
You thought that had a bigger impact than Her Loss?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Talk about that, because I want to know what the fuck you're talking
about. Well, I'm
thinking, like,
because you don't have another rap artist just randomly making, like, a fucking EDM album.
It wasn't EDM. It was house.
It was house. Okay, whatever. Like, but you know what I mean. You're dancing, right?
Dance music.
Still had somewhat of a message. And then at the very last song, it kind of went stupid, right? Everything is influenced a little bit. But, like, I think this album specifically influences in like its own way, you know what I mean? Because like everybody shitted on Drake, and they were like, "What the fuck is this bullshit?" All the memes were coming out, and everybody's like dancing. They're like in the club, shaking
just
their fucking ass,
clowning Drake for
clowning
being
him.
Just
clowning
so
him.
Soft.
But he's stuck. He can't win anymore, bro. He's
he did it on Her Loss too with 21.
Can you do something for me?
I say that all the time.
He
now.
Is very, very, very influential, right?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I mean, yes, the Her Loss was super like in a direction where now rap is going to start going. But I think Honestly Nevermind is also right there with it.
Yeah, I think in terms of impact for me, it's between Her Loss and Mr. Morale in terms of like what artists did to try and like move hip hop forward.
Yeah.
It's got to be between them two. I mean, yeah, there's a bunch of honorable mentions that I can't even, I mean, like I would put, West Side Gun, kind of in like
Peace Fly God.
No, the Hitler Wears Hermes 8 or 10 or whatever. He just called it 10 because Kanye was wilding on some Hitler shit. But I don't know. I really do think that there needs to be a new platform for these awards because every year we get the Grammys and every year people are like, Grammys are rigged, Grammys are stupid, but nothing changes.
No. Yeah.
Like, do we just like shitting on the Grammys so much that we'll just never change it, you think?
Yeah.
Shit, man. It's all shit. It's all shit.
And at that, let's review some TikToks, I guess.
Let's talk about Metro Boomin.
Oh, you want to like break the album down?
I thought that was why we were here.
I thought we covered it a little bit.
Yeah,
I think we covered it.
And then it just played itself. I mean, tell me why, in your words, why did Heroes and Villains make it into your top five?
Well, I kind of just said it with the whole Grammy spiel. I just think if you think of popularity and what most people think popularity when it comes to the rap portion, you know, it's not that we got to give it to the token Jack Harlow because he is Mr. Heartthrob for some reason. It's that you think about Metro Boomin and he's almost giving you a movie in audio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you started off with the introduction with him and John Legend.
Yep.
Kind of sets the tone for the album. It's like this origin story kind of setting up, right? And then when superhero starts, I get this like thought that it's some guy thrown through like 19 buildings. He's in a pile of rubble.
Yeah.
And he's the villain's on top of him. He's like, this is where I take over. And then, you know, he starts to rise out and starts kicking some fucking ass, right? And then you go down the list and you got Umbrella. And it's just, you know, you got popular artists that are giving it their all and not giving you some shit. And then you got Takeoff and ASAP on a really unique beat. And they're, you know, RIP to the Rocket, right? Takeoff.
I think Rocket's verse on that is, I don't know if it's because he died that it's so good, but that verse, do you realize he gives the ABCs of hip hop in a bar? Mm-hmm. Like he starts at A, goes all the way to Z.
And then I think ASAP complements that perfectly. And they utilize their technique over that beat so well. And then you have Travis on a few with, you know, a couple of Don Toliver, and you got The Weeknd paying homage to an old Puff Daddy song. And, you know, then you, every once in a while you get a little taste of Morgan Freeman just setting you up for like, oh, this, I just want to keep listening. And I think if you want to talk about terms of popularity, that's just as popular as it gets, but it didn't make the cutoff. And I kind of already touched about that when we talked about why we think things should be in the Grammys, but that's kind of just where I stand. I think it was a really good album, and I think it was, usually I don't give in so easily to like letting shit just knock other albums out of what I think is top five or not, but that definitely had every, now I didn't like every song, but I didn't hate all the songs either. Just right. Certain songs, like
I didn't hate a single song on that album.
There's that one with Future and Don Toliver or something like that, Phone.
Dude, that's so good.
I can't remember
right after Metro Spider.
Yeah, that song is so fire.
Can't Save Her.
So fire.
I'm going to listen to it on my ride home.
Yeah, and it's just a their production's great, and I'm really digging this world we're living in where producers are just making albums.
It's cinematic.
With people in it. Like DJ Drama's been doing it for like a year or two now, and now we got Metro Boomin and
Metro.
Don't forget Grammy nominated artist DJ Khaled.
Fuck DJ but, yeah, Khaled. You know,
DJ Khaled's DJ Khaled's making like Rugrats Go to Paris, and then these guys are making like
Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather.
Did you see the video of DJ Khaled showing Puff Daddy when not this recent album God Did, but the one before that, Khaled?
What was
that?
Khaled. Trying to get him hype off a beat.
Off of the beat.
He's
for
rapping with Lil, he's rapping Lil about Lil Durk. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, when Puff Daddy didn't realize that Durk was on the beat. So the whole time, every bar that Lil Baby's rapping, DJ Khaled's up in his grill, pointing to his watch when Lil Baby says my watch, pointing to his chain, and then Lil Baby's like, got my you know, whatever, talks about his car. DJ Khaled stands up and like points outside towards the cars. Mm-hmm. It's the most cringy shit you ever saw. It's like when you try to show your friend a song and you want them to like it, don't you kind of just had to let them listen to it?
Yeah. Yeah, you like it so much, you're like, I hope they're liking it too.
Yeah, but he was like, you're gonna like this. Like, look how good this is. And I'll agree, that song was fire, but it was DJ Khaled and I hate him.
Yeah. I don't know why he still is getting like album of the year, dude.
He
still really boils my blood.
His wife is still
blood. At least Jack Harlow had that hit. You know what I mean? Like
even the hit. I'm so tired of these guys co-opting old songs and just making new songs out of them. It's bothering me.
Like, it's not even a song. It's literally glamorous. And then he's going,
He just co-opted the GLAMR.
Sex in the A.
Changed it.
Yeah.
Right? I bet if changed you went it. To the lyric catalog of that song, it's probably a paragraph of what Jack Harlow is saying in
his
the song,
actual,
but it's 4 minutes long, you know what
his
I mean?
Actual verse blew, dude. Yeah. He said, give her sweet semen. That's a bar.
Yeah, but come on, I mean, compare that to Kodak Black.
I fuck with Kodak Black. Cutthroat Bill, Back for Everything. Kodak has had a hell of a year in 2022. Go back for Everything.
Dude, just let him drive the boat. That's all. You know?
Let me drive the boat. Love that shit.
That's all you had to say, and you changed my mind. I mean,
I love Kodak Black. He can do no wrong except rape.
You remember? Okay. You remember when I said
we're coming so off a tangent with these rapes
and
retards?
I talked to your barber.
But he did rape though.
I know.
Sorry. Go ahead.
He raped the beat. Who put on this sorry ass beat? No, I actually got a haircut by your barber when we were talking about rap.
My barber?
Yeah, that's why I look so shitty. Yeah.
What'd you go to, DuPont Street?
Yeah.
And you got a haircut by Matt?
Yeah.
Yo, big shout out to Matt G.
Yeah,
he said,
big
usually, shout out Matt G. He said, wait, you're Jake's friend? Oh,
should
usually
we, should
I
we put
ask
his
him,
name in the cup just because?
I'm going to go crazy.
We can put his name in the cup. But did you tell him that you knew me?
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, Jake, you guys have the podcast.
Yeah.
And you guys like hip
hop. And I was like, yeah, I'm the other guy who does it.
He said, I can.
He was like, oh, no way.
I can take a lot off the top with you. This is going to take like 45 minutes.
So what do you want, the pompadour with the high fade?
I told him, I said, I want that 1886 motherfucking swag push van.
He said, you know Peaky Blinders? Yeah, don't give me that. Give me
give me the Billy Kimber, Robert De Niro style.
Golly. No, yeah, we talked for a while. And we said how much of a queer you were.
That's dope. He does cut my hair, though.
Yeah.
I go like once every 3 months, and he's always like, Jesus fucking Christ.
He bought that that Nas statue that's like $500 for his brother for Christmas.
Really?
It wasn't like an NFT, but it's like a collectibles, like fucking bronze statue of Nas, and you can like interchange like the head and the outfits on it.
I'm kind of okay with that. That's dope. You have that in your house forever.
It's because his brother is super into hip hop, like super hip hop head.
Love hip-hop.
And that's why you and him have connected.
TikToks?
So we were talking
about. That's all we talk about. Yeah, we can watch some TikToks here. Let's get into it. We got some good ones this week. It's obviously been a month. There's a few like specific ones that I really want to look at that have been really getting my goik.
Goik does get got a lot. Too.
Wet legs. You've been getting some wet legs?
I've been getting some real wet legs. So you guys remember
Hold on. What fucking name is Wet Legs?
I don't know, but they had one of the albums of the year.
Okay, that's Wet Lips, dude.
Okay, that's it. No. I would have been cool with Wet Lips. Dude, imagine. Wet Lips. You're just like this. You're like, you know?
Dude, he's just like a collab of the Wet Gang. We got Wet Arms. Wet Neck.
Wet Pit. No, wait, they can't have one.
You can't have the certain one.
They can't have a certain one. Otherwise, it's
what
racist.
What do you mean? Wetback?
And we're canceled.
Okay. Well, we just bleeped it out,
you
right?
You guys know that you guys heard that little TJ got shot 7 times?
Jeez.
He survived.
Oh, that's not funny
anymore.
You
made me laugh.
That's not funny anymore.
He got shot 7 times, okay. Survived. And then made a song, a comeback song, and now he's back on tour.
Called Bulletproof.
Now he wears a bulletproof vest now when he's on stage. But look,
I thought you were gonna say that, and then he like tripped and fell.
This TikTok is a introduction to his show. Watch this introduction. It's very long, but I'm gonna click through it. This is to a TJ song, bro. Look how weird this
is. Lil Jay's concert intro gave me chills.
I hate this fucking like auto voice thing.
Lil TJ. Holy fuck.
That looks like my middle school auditorium.
It's so bright in there.
Dude, that definitely is Brandy White's breaks.
For sure.
Watch this shit.
You know, it's really hard to process these violent incidents. It just seems almost like an epidemic.
So, terrible camera work, but there's a guy in a gurney.
Okay.
It seems like it's also an epidemic within the artistry.
And there's doctors around him.
Mm-hmm.
And was rushed to a nearby trauma center where he initially was in critical condition. His condition had been upgraded to stable. His companion was also expected to survive.
Just
so he's like on he's like pretending to be operated
look how wrapped up
he looks like Squidward.
He looks
like Squidward when he got like blown up like all those times
and they're operating on here. Classic DJ.
Say wake up, TJ!
Say wake up, TJ!
Say wake up, TJ!
He needs some milk.
Look. That's TJ, bro. TJ wasn't even in the gurney.
You thought that was cool?
I thought that was cringe, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was terrible.
Cringe.
That was the worst thing ever in my life.
Cringe. They had a guy wrapped like Squidward in the gurney.
Yeah.
People operating on him.
No, the dude from the chocolate episode.
And then he just walked out.
And then the DJ's like, say, wake up, TJ. Kong. kunk playing stupid DJ noises.
I wanted him to like bust out of them raps and just be like, "I'm someone I want."
And it's so bright. It's so bright out. There's no like cool lighting, no fire, no dope shit going on. No movie in the background. Just a weird like elementary school play style.
Lil TJ's concert intro gave me chills. Now that made me want to go to Chili's, bro. That is terrible. I'd rather go to Chili's than go to that.
I'd rather go eat unlimited ribs and get diarrhea than watch
that. Okay.
And then, not to mention, he comes out at the end, not even playing a song, like you said. He just comes out. "Hey, yo.
Thanks for coming.
Wake up, TJ. I'm awake.
Thanks, guys."
Just thought that was so stupid, bro. I mean, like,
imagine going to that shit.
I like
TJ. Imagine going to that shit.
I fuck with Lil TJ. I really do. I like some of his shit, but that was bad, bro.
Just sipping on that one.
Bitch, I'm in Zoo Young. Bitch, I'm in Zoo Young.
All right, new TikTok.
All right, you want to pick one? You want a West Side Gun one?
Red one. Red
one. Bless us.
Doesn't fucking matter. I was already paid. Doesn't fucking matter.
I don't know the backstory of this.
Okay. All right.
That's West Side Gun, though.
Yeah.
Looking terrifying. I don't know what the backstory is.
He looks like a velociraptor.
Yeah, he does look kind of terrifying. I thought that would be more than that. I mean, what's that mood?
You don't pre-review these TikToks?
I mean, it's been a while, right? It's been a while.
Right.
We can watch this guy make another beat. You remember that guy that made the beat off the door?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We can watch him make another one.
Is this the other door?
By logic, I looked at your page and saw this video of you catching a chicken, so I'm going to make a beat out of it.
Gotcha, bitch.
How's it already fire?
Bitch. He's for sure gonna put that sample in there.
Oh yeah.
More chicken.
Bobby Tarantino to the digital. My shit is pivotal. Bobby Tarantino to the digital. My shit is pivotal.
You guys like my shirt?
No.
Wolves.
I do. I forget
this kind of fire shirt.
What is this guy's name? Oh yeah. Eliminate. I'm gonna stop it. I don't know if we can play his music. It is his music. Eliminate HQ. All credits to Eliminate HQ for that song.
Sure.
Sick though, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
starting to like that guy's shit a lot.
I like the door though.
The more shit he makes, the more I'm into it. How about this? What is this? Is this Annalie Choppa?
21. Can you do something for me?
Who is that?
That's NLE Chop.
No, I know who that is, but I'm saying the awkward white guy. Who is the white guy?
I think that's just someone named Steve.
Some bystander just chilling at the fucking airport, bro.
Can you do something?
Has no idea who NLE is.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Maybe he thought he was 21 Savage.
But it is kind of dope. I would probably do the same thing. I'd do the exact same maneuver.
That
would
looks
you
like you.
It does kind of look like old school me. That's 2013 Jake.
That's 2013 Jake if you had my hair.
I think I had your hair back then, though.
Yeah.
Back then, I was coiffed up.
You were coiffed?
You don't think
what
I was coiffed?
What's that drum kit?
Which one, on the right?
Bottom right.
Let's find out.
He's dropping something on the...
Hitting the drums like a bongo.
Drum fluence.
The disrespect.
I think it's just a sick beat this guy made that was hype on.
You commented something.
I don't know what I said. I can't read anything
you
anymore.
You said would spit off of this for half a million and three times. I can't read that. It's too small.
Yeah, me neither. I got my prescription changed. I can't read anything anymore. I have to go back to the eye doctor, actually. I think they made my shit worse.
Did they?
Yeah. Did you say whose account that was?
Yeah, Drum Fluence.
Is he in a bathrobe?
Flannel. Who cares?
Fair enough, dude. Should we do one more?
Yeah, one more, and then we will draw the winner for this album.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any on here that I know are good that I want us to watch. This guy has a song.
Play that song.
This one right here. Yeah. This is a breakdown of play that same song. J.I.D. and Yachty. I guess a song that they posted that's on SoundCloud. We'll probably get ripped for it, but I think you've heard this, Picasso.
The amount of crimes I would commit to have this on streaming services, you know, I probably shouldn't finish that.
Van Gogh. Ajit and Yachty. Again, I don't know if I can play this, so I'm going to keep talking over it. So hopefully no one catches us.
This shit, fire. J.I.D. and Yachty? Never would have thought they teamed up.
I'm going to go find that song.
It's probably on SoundCloud. It's definitely not on streaming services. That's what he said in the beginning, actually.
Yeah, the amount of crimes I would commit for that is unparalleled.
All right, well.
Interesting.
It is the end of the episode, and we said we were going to do this, so we're going to do this. We have our entrance into the Denzel Curry. Alex, can you grab that for me, please? Melt My Eyes, See Your Future. Initial press of the vinyl here. Limited edition.
Limited.
Comes with the Smokey Press vinyl.
Yes.
Comes with a custom felt track pad for your turntable. And it also comes with a poster for the song called Walkin'. We have entries that entered on social media.
We put the entries in a bowl and we're going to pool.
How many are in there?
A lot.
So we had a lot of participation. So let's draw a name here and see who wins this album. We're going to ship it out to whoever won. Enough, yeah.
Ollie motherfucking Haynes, hey! OHMS.LAW.
Congratulations, Ollie. Merry Christmas.
Ollie hot tamale.
See you next year, guy.
Ollie, you just won yourself a beautiful Denzel Curry, Melt My Eyes, See Your Future, Smokey Press Limited Edition. I could just go on forever. Just keep saying
it. Can we go lower? I'm getting a call. We're allowed to go lower. You heard it here.
It's free.
We can go lower.
It's free.
It's free.
Negative free now? So you actually got to pay.
We can go even lower.
For just $13.99, you pay the cost of shipping. We will get this album to you.
I'm so happy we don't have to pay shipping.
We do, though.
We would have been in the hole. All of the $20 we've accumulated for the past three years.
We're in the hole already, dude. I live in the hole.
Congratulations, you guys
good,
Ollie.
Though? You guys good?
We good.
Nothing else to say for this episode?
No, let's just see you guys next year. You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Happy New Year. We're going to be back next year. We're going to be keeping it real in 2023.
And we got some shit planned for 2023.
Peace out. Thanks for the great year. And keep listening. We'll see you on the flip.